Empanadas.
That's what we do. That's what we're eating. Very warming, very tasty. Now you're saying this is the spicier version, but it's not really spicy. No. But you can feel a little hit in there. But what I would call, where I come from, rather like a Cornish pasty with a bit of spice.
Yeah. I mean, this one I saw in so many places, and every place they call different. I mean, and also in South America, you can find different kind of empanada. I mean, every country is making their own empanadas, and every country is using whatever they have to make these empanadas. So in Argentina, for sure, we have meats. So most of them there are with meats, but we go more for that. So you can find some with cheese, some with onion. One really famous is with corn. So we call this one humita, empanadas of the humitas. But also I saw in different places that are using, I don't know, fish, or you can use, I don't know, there is, you can put whatever you want inside, actually. The main idea is just keep it wrapped in this dough, and most of the time it's just deep fry, or also you can find also cooking in the oven.
Another speciality on your menu is your crab salad, and I know you're very proud of this, so tell me about the crab salad.
Okay, this is something really, really new. The crab salad is a product actually you can get in two different brands in South America. So you can get in the south part of Argentina, in the Patagonia, and this crab is something really, really amazing because the size is really particular. So, and also you can, now we start to get some in Peru. It's something really weird because I didn't know, but when I start to search about this one, I realized Peru is making really amazing crab. Anyway.
But when you say a specific size, or what kind of size are we talking?
Oh, actually, there are really, really big. There are more bigger than the Alaska crab. That is the most famous crab. And yeah, there are really, really huge size. So if you have a good product like this, you only need to do is just cook it in the proper way. That's it. And that's what we are doing. So our crab salad is something really simple. We just took the meat from the crab, and we just mixed with some mango, something really nice, also with some corns and some cherry tomatoes. But this cherry tomato we make semi-dry, so that way they keep more flavor in the cherry tomato. And the most amazing from the salad is the dressing. We make the dressing first. We just infusion this habanero pepper. You know, this famous pepper from South America. So we just warm up a little bit this oil, so the flavor from the habanero go inside to the oil. These two ingredients, you make the dressing. You just add some lemon, and then done. But the flavor is really amazing because why? Because the spicy flavor mixed with the cerez make a really amazing combination with the crabs. So the salad is basically just that, you know, it's just the meat, because I want to show the big side from the meat with the mango, with the corn, with the tomato and this dressing. Plus, you know, I really love the herb, so I'm just adding some chives, coriander leaves and basil and more flavor.
More and more flavor.
My only concern, you know.
Well, it's too much flavor.
Flavor and food cost, that's it.
So we're moving now into the desserts. So desserts from South America. What are we talking about here?
Okay, that is a good point. I mean, basically our pastry, most of them is we are using dulce de leche. Dulce de leche is like one kind of toffee you can get from this different part. This dulce de leche is something we make cooking long time, milk with sugar. So we cook so many hours the milk start to reduce and it start to become thick. But because you add the sugar there, the flavor is there, you know, it's something really, really sweet, but also it's really creamy. And you have the flavor from the milk also there, but reduced. So it's something.
It's a bit like a milk pudding, a rice pudding or a milk pudding.
It's coming from that side. It's coming from that side, but it's a little more sweet actually. It's a little more sweet. So basically, our pastry is based on dulce de leche. But if you mix the dulce de leche with the chocolate, with chocolate, you get some amazing combination. So the dessert we are doing now for you to try is the two friends. So we call this dessert two friends because I really believe the chocolate and dulce de leche, they are a fantastic combination. And so we just make this dessert basically with one chocolate biscuit. And we just glaze with some chocolate glaze on the top, and then we make one mousse, creamy mousse, with chocolate and dulce de leche together. So that is coming on the top from the biscuit, and then...
Is that what I've got coming?
Yes.
Great, I'm looking forward to meeting the friends then. So the friends have arrived.
Yes. So basically, this is the dessert we talked before. This is the two friends dessert. It's something really, really nice. Basically, it's a biscuit, it's chocolate biscuit with some glaze on the top. And then one chocolate mousse, creamy mousse, made with chocolate and dulce de leche together. And then just dulce de leche on the side. And to finish, some dulce de leche ice cream. So the combination is there. So the combination between the chocolate and dulce de leche is there, and you can feel, you know, you can...
Absolutely. It's extremely indulgent what it is. It's very beautiful, very much obviously the chocolate, but this kind of caramel, yeah, fudge, toffee,
yes,
flavour coming through as well. Oh my goodness, it's...
Yeah.
I'm going to have to run extra laps around Saffa Park now,
no problem,
Matthias.
No problem, no problem. That is the idea, you know, because you can run happy, actually. Yeah, and also the idea here from the dessert is basically that, you know, it's also like I said before, the main idea is just keep the product simple, but use it in the right way, you know. So here you have two basic ingredients like a chocolate and dulce de leche. But if you just mix together, they make a perfect combination. And also the other idea from the dessert in the menu, they are similar to this, you know. So we have something also traditional from South America that's called vigilante. And it's something made with quincy fruits and cheese. And, you know, it's something French, but also it's something from us. So it's something really nice to finish your dinner.
I have to say, it just is, and it's a lot of joy and a lot of fun because of all these different flavours that you've brought together. But I also think what you guys are doing here with the music and the dancing, and it's the whole experience. So it's kind of a real fusion mixture of Latin America from all different sides, with a little bit of Arabic in there as well.
Yeah, just a little bit. Not really too much.
Yes. So guys, thank you for your hospitality and just talking me through the menu and just tasting some of the food. Just wonderful. So yeah, just to go over again what people can expect here, the nights that you've got the dancing.
So now we got tango experience, so which always accompanied with professional dancers. That's on Wednesdays. And we've got our salsa, also along with free classes and with performance from world champions of salsa, which happens here on Sundays. So every Sunday, every Wednesday, there is Latin rhythm going around. Apart from that, we always have our resident band, which is always playing, also from originally from South America, which they always play all Latin themes throughout the night, so we always have something going on.
Well, after eating the wonderful chocolate dessert here, I'm definitely going to need to do some dancing. For now, thank you so much. I've been talking to Luis Sorol, restaurant manager at Bachanga.
Thank you so much for coming. And sure, hopefully to see Suzanne here more often, even off work. So, as a regular, I hope, like normally happens. Every time we have new guests, they intend to become regulars. I hope you become one of them.
Thank you so much. And also chef de cuisine Matthias Ayala, so thank you so much.
No, thank you for coming, and thank you for enjoying our foods, you know. That is basically what you are doing now is what we want for the guests, you know. What we want is just be here, enjoying, and just come back. That's it, basically. That's what we are.